Bradley and Dr. Jen are on the couch.
I'm Bradley. She's Dr. Jen. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in private practice in Beverly Hills. Monthly column called Dr. Jen in Los Angeles Family Magazine. And here to answer your questions about relationships. Anything on your mind? 800-987 is the phone number.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. You're on the couch with Dr. Jen on Star. And you're wondering if you should marry a man who has a different faith.
Yes.
Well, what faith is he, and what faith are you, and how religious are each of you?
Well, I'm a Christian, and I'm not really religious. I more think of it as being spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, because I'm not, you know, weird about it. But he is not, like, he doesn't not believe in God, but he's just not into it.
So he's not any religion?
No. He's like agnostic, I guess.
Sure. Well, let me ask you, when it comes time to raise children, how do you think that you are going to want to raise your children, religiously speaking?
Well, I want to raise them going to church and all of that, and he's cool with that. And he even goes to church with me sometimes now.
Okay.
He doesn't go with me all the time. But we do have, like, communication issues sometimes because of kind of the things that I think are important, you know, he's a pretty moral guy, but we do, like, there's certain things that he'll say and do, and I'm like, oh God, that's so weird. It's so not like what I am.
Well, like what kind of thing? How big of a thing?
Yeah. Give us examples.
Like sex before marriage.
Okay.
That's a big one.
So
you're opposed and he wants it.
Well, you know, I want it, too. I mean, that's just the truth. But,
okay.
But
you're making a choice not to, even though you want it.
Yeah, and he's cool with it. He's not, like, impatient or pouty about it. He's being a big boy, but...
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you said you weren't really religious.
Well, you don't have to be really religious to have a conviction about something.
Okay, but is that...
But you're talking about going to church every week. You said, hey, I'm Christian, but I'm just kind of more spiritual. But now you're talking about following it pretty rigidly and going to church every week. So it makes me think that you're a little more into your religion than maybe you let on.
I agree.
Well, no, I consider myself somebody who likes to try to live by the Bible.
Okay.
All right, so that's a little bit more religious than I'm not religious, I'm spiritual.
That's very different than I'm just kind of spiritual.
I hate the word religious. It's
okay.
So blah, you know.
Okay, but if you are someone who wants to live by the Bible, you should be with a man who wants to live by the Bible, because you are probably going to want to raise children by the Bible. And this guy, it sounds like he won't have a big problem with it. I don't know that he'll fully support it, and he's not
or be
going,
into it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to embrace it. You guys are not going to go full steam ahead on the same page. At best, he's going to be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. How long have you been together?
Almost a year now.
All right. Now, did you explain your religious beliefs the same way you explain them to us, to him?
Oh, he fully understands.
I know, but in the beginning, were you like, when he first came up, you're like, I am spiritual, but I'm not really religious?
No.
You said, I'm very religious. I live by the Bible.
Well, I didn't say I'm very religious.
Because you're kind of in denial about that, apparently.
See, I'm just kind of thinking that if you had been upfront and forward about this in the beginning, maybe it wouldn't have even gone this far,
sure.
But I think she kind of suppresses that she's religious, and maybe she did it to him too. And look, if you're really religious and we start dating, but you don't say that, you say, you know, I'm not
that important.
I'm kind of I'm Christian, but you know, I'm spiritual. All right, and if I'm not religious, I'm
like,
cool
okay,
with that.
Cool, yeah,
that's fine.
We're
sure,
compatible.
Yeah, that's great. And then it goes on, and you start getting daily Bible readings. And, you know, I have to go to confession.
And if on that first date I said to you, I'm quite religious and I like to live by the Bible, you would have a very different reaction. If
Absolutely.
You're not religious, you're going to say, okay,
I don't think that's for me.
Yeah.
Right. So
and
I think
hopefully
maybe
you'll set me up with a nice Christian boy.
Right. I'm thinking maybe she was afraid to scare us off.
Yes, she
was. So I think she's afraid to scare off the guys too.
I agree with you. And I think the irony in it is that Sarah's a really nice Christian girl.
And that's fine.
But yet, she does not have faith that God will provide a nice Christian man for her to marry.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
I think that Sarah needs to do a little soul searching, and I think that she's in denial of who she is and what she believes in, that Sarah needs to make peace with the idea that she is religious.
Right.
That's okay. That's beautiful. That's
right.
Wonderful. More power to you. And that way you can find someone who's truly compatible with you, Sarah.
Bradley and Dr. Jen are on the couch. Monday through Thursday, 10 to midnight. Only on Star 98.7.